of the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias near unto the place where they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them, now watch this now, and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Then he said this, Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Now that's a very important verse. He said, Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So seek after his words. He had to tell them to seek what to do, because they were seeking after the food. But they needed to be seeking after Jesus, the real food, the real bread of life, not just manna. Verse 28. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he hath sent. This is the work of God, and this is for everybody. This is the work of God, that ye believe on Jesus whom he has sent. I added the word Jesus for clarifications. Verse 30. They said therefore unto Jesus, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, but he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say it unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. See, everybody don't have ears to hear. Having ears is good, but having ears to hear is life. Not having ears to hear is the opposite, death. Having ears to hear is life. Not having ears to hear is death. Okay, verse 37. For all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. People come to God of their own free will because they see the fruit. The fruit is the likeness of Jesus, and the fruits of the Spirit is listed in Galatians 5. Verse 38, love, joy, you know, and so on. Temperance, meekness. Okay, verse 38, for I am come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. Now that's a very important verse. Everybody that the Father give Jesus, he will lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. And this is what I pray for continually. And the way I obey this verse, I say, I yield myself to the Lord, saying I will do all this in his heart. Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which cometh down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur ye not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now that's very important. That's another witness that the people of God, the harvest, will be reaped. And I pray that the Lord send great laborers to his harvest. And I believe all who hear me are motivated and are laborers. And I pray that God will send you where you need to be. Receive your approval orders from God. Nobody can tell you where to go and what to do. But see, when the Lord does, you have an anointing to do it. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, verse 44. And I will raise him up at the last day. See, the will of God will be done in the earth, and the glory of God will cover the earth, and people who love God will come and not fail to come. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Now watch this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. He shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us flesh to eat? See, they didn't have ears to hear. But watch what happens. Then Jesus said unto them, and all those that don't have ears to hear, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. See, he's talking about believing. But they don't have ears to hear that. Verse 54, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now watch this. Verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a harsh saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doeth this offend you? What and if ye see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And people that have ears to hear can detect it. People that don't have ears to hear can't detect it. Verse 64. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not, and who should betray him. And the Holy Spirit knows it too. Now watch this, verse 65. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Again, there are three reasons why people would act that way. Either their heart was too hard, and their heart was soft enough to begin, unless their motives were wrong. But let's say they came on false pretense in the first place, that their heart was hard in the first place. Then there are those that don't let the word grow roots, and they get offended when the sun comes up. Then there are those that are full of trouble. They let the cares of this world and the lust of other things entering in, just like thorns choke the word, and they become ungodly. They become unfruitful, which means ungodly. They're not like Christ anymore. Verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him. Now this is where I was getting to. I did all of that to get to this. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They didn't go anywhere. And people that have ears to hear are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And as Jesus is, they are like him in this earth. Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" And now remember something now, the 12. He was talking to the 12. And he said, "One of you is a devil." See, the Holy Spirit is on top of things. Jesus knew by the Spirit of God who was who. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. If you trust God, if you get your approval orders, and if you watch, the Lord will always protect you and keep you from the wicked one. You'll always be covenant appropriate, even in the worst of times. Now, he talked about them watching him be ascend up into heaven. And they saw this. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. All right, verse 8. "But ye shall receive power." Well, they asked him, was he going to set up his kingdom? "He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. They literally saw him taken up after he had rose again, after he had just got through talking about the Holy Spirit coming upon him. Verse 10, "And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." So they did get to see the Son of God, Jesus, taken up before them in the clouds. And we're going to get to see him come back and catch us away in the same clouds. I love the ways of God, the order of God. God is good in all of his ways. In Isaiah 8, the Lord has, he set up Isaiah to record. He said, "Moreover, the Lord said to me, take thee a great roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mare, Shalon, and Hashbaz. And I took unto me faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechai." God always has a witness to the things, the detailed things that he does. He does nothing without revealing it to his prophets. Verse 3 says, "And I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me, call his name Mare, Shalon, and Hashbaz. For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father, my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria." So God raised up this king of Assyria. And the people, the Lord spake, verse 5, also to me, again saying, "For as much as this people refuse the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and rejoice in reason and Remaliah's son, therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth upon them the waters of the river strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks." They didn't love, they didn't have ears to hear, so they couldn't appreciate the life of God that comes softly. So they got into wickedness because they didn't have ears to hear. Then the Lord rose up a judge to take them into captivity and to move them out of his way, because they were so hypocritical. They were no good to God. They didn't bear fruit. They had no fruit. They were not like God. Bearing fruit is being just like Jesus. If we receive the love of God and we embrace it, we become the love of God, and we represent it. It's in our ways. It's in our conversation. It's in our advice. It's in our persuasions. It's in our song. It's everything that we do. The love of God will shine through. Jesus said, let it shine. We got it from Jesus. We don't have to make it shine. It shines because we got it. And this, we partook of the life of God. We received it. It's going to shine through by itself. Verse 8 says, "And he told what the the king of Assyria would do. He shall pass through Judah, verse 8, and shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even unto the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall feel the breath of thy land, O Emmanuel. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Some people are going to try to prevent the judgments of God. And when the enemy come that God raised up to move them out of the way, they're going to try to rebel. But he said, gird yourself, you will be broken in pieces. Associate yourselves, O ye people, you shall be broken in pieces. Give ear, all ye far countries. Gird yourselves, ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Go ahead and take counsel together. It'll come to nothing. Speak the word, it will never stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spake this to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. And I'm going to put it this way, that don't have ears to hear. Saying, and then he says, say not a confederacy to all them of whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. A confederacy, that's a union. And they're united together against something. So they think just because you have more people don't mean you're going to win the war. Is God with you or not? If you have ears to hear, you're going to win. If you don't have ears to hear, you're going to lose. Whether you have a big confederacy or a fantastically big confederacy, you're still going to lose. Then he says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Let him be your fear and let him be your dread. Did they do that? No, they didn't repent. Then he said, and he shall be for, the Lord would be for a sanctuary. Before a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. God would have protected them. He would have been a sanctuary. Then he said, and many among them shall stumble, fall, be broken, and snared, and be taken. Then he said this. Now this is very curious. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. The Lord our God and King, who loves us all, who gave his only begotten Son, he will reveal truth to his people who are sincere, and he will hide his face from those who don't have ears to hear. Verse 17 says, I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Jacob and will look for him. And I will look for him. Verse 18 said, now this is Isaiah talking. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion. And then he gave a warning. And when they shall say to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. These are people that don't have ears to hear. He asked the question, should not a people seek unto their God? Should they be seeking for the living to the dead? Should living people be seeking dead people? Should people who have ears to hear be seeking people that don't have ears to hear? He said, no, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. In other words, they are fruitless. They are not like God. They are not like Jesus. They are the opposite of who Jesus is. And to them, Jesus said, Isaiah said, and they shall pass through it, hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they may want to know, and they shall fret themselves, and curse their king and their God and look up. But even though they want to know, they can't know because they don't have ears to hear. They won't receive the light of God's word. Now watch what the final result of not having ears to hear. Verse 22. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish. And they, because they don't have ears to hear, they shall be driven to darkness. They won't come out of their own free will. They will stay in darkness. And they're always looking for another route, another way to overcome again and not do the things of God. They'll never win, and they'll be consumed by Satan. Now, this is the purpose of the Antichrist, to consume those that won't hear. The Antichrist has a purpose. He's going to have power over all the people on earth that don't hear the word of God. And see, the Lord is going to remove his people to do judgment. And then there'll be people that didn't get in league with God, but they don't have the hatred enough to follow that through with the wiles of the devil. So the Antichrist is going to take everything that's not of God, but there will always be those that will resist him, and I thank God for that. But the Lord told me last night, and just like always, that people that don't have ears to hear and don't know his word, they're going to have a hard time from this moment on. They're going to have a very difficult day, and it's very dangerous. Now, consider these things. The Lord gave this broadcast to show the unwillingness of those that don't have ears to hear. And we all need to understand this. So as we go forward ministering to people, pay more attention to the Holy Spirit on who you trust and how you trust people and what you share with people. The Lord seals his law among his disciples, so everybody can't get everything that God gives. You have to be discreet. You have to speak what you have to follow him. I don't know another way to do this. But if you follow God, that's how you do it. Our goal should be, I know we want to win every person we can, but our goal should really be to be covenant appropriate. Be Holy Ghost appropriate. Let everything you do, say, speak, and share be sanctioned by the Holy Spirit. Now, to those who have ears to hear, mount up and do the work of God. Remember, you're set up to do just what Jesus did. You're equipped like Jesus. We are all equipped just like Jesus. Use what God gave. Use the gifts of the Spirit. Be faithful and they'll mount up. The anointing you have, it may not seem like much to you or others, but use it and it will mount up. God will trust you with more. Be faithful every day in all that you do. Speak faithfulness. Seek to be faithful, and the Lord will trust you with more. Now consider these things, and you will mount up. You will go forward. God brings life. He'll help you bring life to things that are dying, sick, and dead. He will help you bring life to the things that the things you've lost. He'll give you gain in place of it. He'll give you back the years that the cankerworm ate. And the word of God is full of stories just like yours. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. God loves his people. It's all about love. It's not about prestige. And you can't follow God with a satanic mindset. You have to do it God's way in order to bear fruit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. He dearly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord. He's our wonderful Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And his return is imminent. Be ready. Be strong in him and do all that's in his heart. Stay in covenant left in glory and enjoy covenant left with the joy of the Lord.